It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
And we just recorded part of a show without a recording.
Oh my gosh. So I did a really fabulous intro. I just want you to know.
Mine sucks, so I'm glad we're starting over.
We're going to do a total redo.
Speaking of redos, we're going to redo our intro, mid-show break, and our ending. So
yeah, so stay tuned for some fun stuff.
Because we're cutting Lisa out of the deal.
We're not cutting Lisa out of the deal. She just needs to be more of like, she has so much stuff to do. She's more going to be a guest. She'll be a guest appearance. She'll make guest appearances.
Awesome.
Which will be awesome. So again, for our redo show today.
For those of you that did not listen to the part that you won't hear.
We are talking about a total win for sellers. And basically, I'm just going to give you a breakdown that our amazing legislative win.
Legislative.
I
know.
Yes. Win for Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors and the Fairbanks and North Pole communities was that the EPA notified Alaska DEC to withdraw 18 AAC 50.081 for those that really love numbers in its entirety from the state implementation plan SIP. And that would have required a residential building owner to obtain an energy rating before listing the building or property for sale. And that was slated to take effect January 1st, 2026. So basically, this outcome really resulted with direct result of intense and united advocacy efforts of GFBR volunteers and staff, Alaska Realtors, and National Association of Realtors throughout 2025 that really pushed that this would have been a total mistake for our community here in Alaska. Why is this important? It avoids extra costs for sellers, prevents bottlenecks in the listing process, and also prevents additional duties for real estate professionals that is beyond their professional responsibilities. And nice. Like Kirk and I were talking about earlier in our unrecorded recording, we were just saying that it just really, my biggest fear would have been that we would have had very limited amount of people that would have been able to even do this for our sellers. And then if we would have failed to actually get it approved, so let's say you would have replaced your windows or you would have done what was required of you to make your house energy efficient, and then maybe missed something and then we're told you failed and then had to bring them back again to reinspect to make your house get the energy efficiency rating, it just would have cost us more and more time in the sale process.
So
it just would have it would have affected the lender. It would have affected the title company. It would have affected both, you know, the buyer and the seller. And it just would have been more money, more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yes. And then to even think, you know, we're not in, let's say, Arizona, where maybe replacing windows could have happened 24/7. Any day of the week or month. I mean, even though they maybe get a little bit of chilly weather, not really, as compared to Alaska, where there just are times where there is no window replacement happening. So, you know, if that was, let's say, something that needed to happen for it to be compliant with the energy efficiency rating, you would have had to have hold off selling your house and then think that you're moving or you got different orders to be stationed somewhere else. And then, you know, maybe that happens in March and there's no windows to replace your windows or there's no ability to actually sell your house until May or June, you know, or then we think about even getting some of the supplies up here, which just would have been an absolute nightmare. So
totally.
Yeah. So this is very exciting for us. But as we have been, we're going to continue and hopefully finish today our show on just selling your house. And I think we left off on thinking about keeping the interior of your home. Really, you need to think about where it is seasonally. So, you know, as we're getting a little bit cooler, you want your house to be warm, but not too hot. So, you know, if we were in the summer months, you'd want your house to be cool, but you really want your house. So think about if you have maybe a fireplace.
Open your windows.
Yep. But you know, if it is a warm night, so even last night we opened our windows in our house. It wasn't too bad, so it was really nice to just have some fresh air.
Was it humid at your house?
It was a little bit humid, yes.
Seems kind of muggy out there.
Yep. But think about, you know, if you can, I think having, if you have some of the fireplaces, you can have some of that ambiance going. You can have a little bit for showings. You don't obviously need to keep that going 24/7. But just think about when you're having the showings at night, you want to make sure that it's comfortable. It really can help just bring in some fresh air. There's something very different when, like, I've gone into a house before and it's been freezing.
Yeah, it sucks.
And so you really want to hurry up you really want to hurry up the showing, and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. Or even we've had it where they had turned on the fireplaces, but it was like, I'm sorry, not a fireplace. It was a wood stove. They had done both wood stoves upstairs and downstairs, and it was so hot that as we were doing the showing, of course, it was wintertime. We had stripped down to, you know, whatever.
Underwear?
Like, yes. But, I mean, we were just like, oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. So
Don't burn people out.
Yes. So just think about the, you know, you want things to be comfortable because you want it to be, you know, you want the ambiance to be inviting for them to think about, oh my gosh, this is the home I want to live in. This is really, really nice. This is going to seem weird, but I did several summer showings this summer, and specifically they went down into the basement and they were just like, oh my gosh, it's so cool down here. That was a huge selling point for the house because their house is so hot.
And like
so
90 degrees.
Yes. And they were like, we really are looking for a cool basement area to put the bedroom. We really want certain things. And so that was one thing. Obviously, they had not turned on the heat or whatever, but it really showed really well because we were able to go down into a cool basement. So temperature can be really important. Think about how your blinds are with window coverings. You know, you don't want it to be so bright that you can't see. So you want to make sure that the windows are open. But if it's dark, you know, just I've had, like, if you have a view, you want the windows open so people can actually see out the view. I just went to a house. We did the first showing, and we couldn't get out onto the deck. The deck door just, we could not get the thing unlocked, and so I let the agent know. We went back for a second viewing, and she made sure that we could get out onto all the decks because it wasn't unsafe. It just, I don't know if the door got jammed or whatever, but that was a big thing for them. Like, they were looking for deck space to go have coffee, and they wanted these private decks. And so I said to the agent, listen, this is like number three on their list. They are looking to spend money, but they want deck space. We've got to be able to stand on all of these decks. And so I think when you think about temperature, when you think about blinds, when you think about your outdoor spaces, just make sure they're very accessible to your buyers, because you just don't know what the key component is to the buyers that are coming in. So you really just want to look at those selling points.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So also lighting is important. I had one agent that texted me to go and turn all the lights on because the light switches were really goofy. And so he said it showed a lot better if I could get in there and turn the lights on. And that, of course, it had like a chef's kitchen. It had some beautiful spaces. So that really made it. I mean, the house, of course, showed beautifully. But I went and turned the lights on. I've had all lights turned on for us before showing by, obviously, the sellers. That has made a huge difference. I did have one showing where they actually put out cookies and bottled water. I don't know if that was by the agent or the seller themselves.
Usually it's the seller.
And that's what I think. And of course, it had a little note and some things from the seller, just like about, you know, it was a note about the house and the area, telling us to, you know, sit down and like enjoy the house. They had some really good music going. It was really low, so we could obviously still have a conversation, but just like a little bit of, but it was speakered throughout the entire house.
Nice.
With a note that said, if you want the speaker, the whole sound system will come with the house. But if you want it removed, if that's something that annoys you, we can also remove it. Mm-hmm. It was just pretty
wow.
Funny.
Yeah. And thoughtful.
Yep. And so it really made a difference in how the showing went because it just really created an ambiance. That was the house we actually put an offer in on. I think just because it showed so well, like they had put the lights on just enough. We could see everything. The house, of course, smelled amazing because of the cookies. They took a bottled water while we enjoyed the house. All the lights were on for us to see everything. They had not scented candles, but the scentsy scented stuff burning or heating, I guess, you know, so that they could leave their house. So everything kind of smelled like cinnamon, but it wasn't overpowering. It smelled really good. I just went into another house that they had moved out of, but whatever scent they used, they had it in every room, but not overpowering. It was almost like a something that sat on the stairs. Mm. The house smelled amazing, and my clients couldn't stop commenting on that. So, again, just little things to think of.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
Yeah. It's not break time.
It's not break time.
Oh, I'm impressed. Jeez. I feel like sometimes I talk too long.
That sometimes happens.
Do you have anything you'd add to that?
Do you want the, like, for showings, for outdoor living space? Are you talking?
I just think, like, any store.
Staging, like, and choosing your decor.
No, I think, like, lighting and that kind of stuff. Like, when you've walked in for your showings.
Yeah, if it's dark, it's awful. If I flipping on light switches and lights aren't turning on, that's awful.
Yep.
And annoying. Just light your house. Light your house up. And even in the summertime, I mean, or in the fall and the spring, we've gone through and changed out all of our can lights from the yellow lights to the bright white lights. They're cool white. I can't remember what they're called, natural light, whatever it is. But it's so nice, especially in the wintertime for showings. It's just it way, way more brightens up your house. So, yeah, make your house as bright as possible. And if nobody wants to go a house in 30 below and have it super dark in there, they're probably not going to offer on it. So lighting is huge. Have you seen people do much lighting in the kitchens? You know, under cabinet lighting, that's done well.
Yep.
I think those are good. Those can help enhance, because some kitchens actually are, I mean, they might have enough ceiling light, but then I've seen dark countertops. So analyze that. If you've got dark countertops, don't be afraid to put some under the, some classy under the counter, under the cabinet lighting to light up your countertops. I think that's important.
Yep. And I think even houses that need to maybe even be remodeled, I think as long as you put a light bulb in to some of the spaces, I can't stand. I've gone out to some houses that if we can't see it, it's very, very frustrating. Because to me, the room is like a not, I don't want to say a dead room, but it's a dead space. Because I can't tell you how big it is. It is shocking to me how many realtors do not utilize the garage. So if the garage lighting is out, they don't care. If the garage doors don't open, they don't do anything for the remotes or get that fixed or note that anywhere. So we can't open like the garage doors to even let in any light to see the space.
Right.
And I would
say, they don't care.
Yes. And what's bizarre is I would say almost 70% of my clients, which are tend to be a lot of buyers, garage spaces is number two or three on the list of what we're looking for. Like, if they're looking for a house that has a garage, they want to see the garage space, whether that's for storage, how they're parking their cars, are their cars going to fit?
For sure.
What else can they go? What does the ceiling height look like? And so sometimes it's not put in the pictures on the MLS. It's not, doesn't have any lighting. I can't get in there. It's so packed. I mean, I understand it has to be used as a staging zone 100%, but sometimes they put all the garbage in there, so the smell is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
We went to one house. They used it as where the dogs go to the bathroom, so it just smelled like urine, and they had small dogs. So they utilized that. Yep. So they utilized that as, I think what they did is they had the dog door. So the dog went outside and peed in the garage instead of going outside at all. But I'm like, in my head, I thought, you know, you're doing showings, then the pee pads and the, I would have disinfected and probably put some, maybe an ozone, something to just cut down on all of that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, like, even as we're renovating our house, you know, we're talking about the carpet because I don't like carpets. Carpets, to me, grab a smell.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not going to shampoo the carpets, and we have bigger dogs. So I'm just like, and we have a white carpet in the living room. And I'm just like, whoever put it, to me, you can't have dogs with a white carpet. So I was just like, it's time.
You can't have me with a white carpet.
Exactly. It is time for this to come out. We're ready for this. But we have a chair that has a lot of fabric on it.
How long have you guys had the white carpet?
Almost 5 years.
Five months.
Yeah. We've had it shampooed several times, and we have a shampooer.
Holy smokes.
But it's just the upkeep of it is outrageous. And we've had rugs over it. We just can't stand. So, but even like the we don't want fabric really anymore. We want leather because the dogs being wet and stuff.
Right.
You know, right now with this, and now it's going to snow at some point.
Yeah, you need something you can wipe off.
Yeah. I'm just like, totally I can't. Agree. Yeah.
Just think about your car. Same thing.
Yeah. I just can't keep up with them. So I just was like, I just need an environment that I can keep very, very clean and sterile.
Okay. If you're done, can we finally take a break?
So for all of you listening, as soon as we go to break, I just want you to know that it'll be a slappy time on the radio for Kirkle.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Oh my gosh. We're having a weird day in the studio today. Sorry. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about selling your house, thinking about temperature, staging, outdoor space. We've been talking about this for quite some time. But now think about the decor. So think about reflecting the season. So as we're going into fall, we're going into Halloween, it's okay to have some decorations out.
What?
I know. It's okay
to
have.
It's like 2.5 months out. Costco's gone all Halloween.
I know. I love it.
It's crazy.
It makes me so happy. I love Halloween.
Oh, my God. I don't mind Halloween. It's just so early.
I know. So think about your porch. Think about it's okay to have some decor in your house. I think, again, minimal is better. I think that you just don't want people to get distracted by what you have, but I think
how about a corn maze?
Yes, I think that is always appropriate for you to say in order to get to the showing,
to get to the house, you have to go through the corn maze.
But I think keeping it clean is always great. I think that the more organized it is, I think that's always fantastic. I think you want to think clean, bright. You don't want to have so much stuff that people get lost in your items. I think I told a story a couple weeks ago where, again, the house was stunning. They just had so much artwork on the walls that my buyers couldn't get past that. We got lost for, you know, half the showing was in what these people had versus
sitting on the couch looking at art.
Yes. And so I wish that they had, I mean, not that I would have wanted to see how many nail holes were left in the wall based on the fact that they did, you know, art wall, art wall, art wall. But I just think that it was so much stuff that normally I hear comments like, this is a really great open kitchen. So we saw another house, very similar. So, I mean, like, yes, they loved the coffee table, had seashells in it. It was like one of those ones you can decorate. But they were just like, the size of the rooms are fabulous. Look at how the, you know, it has cathedral ceilings. This is a really great open concept. They still had decorated that house, but we weren't lost in the decorations of that house, where in this other house, we were lost in the decorations of the house. We were lost in, he collected airplanes. It had artwork. It had, you know, I mean, and some of it is fun. I think, you know, like I've been in a house before several years ago. They had done the, have you seen the pictures where you can take your dog and then you have them done where the dog is like dressed up medieval, or the dog gets it's basically they Photoshop the dog where the dog is, you know, he's a skier, or he looks like a pirate.
Where are you looking, seeing this?
It's on Facebook, but they make it into like a real art piece. So he may look like Napoleon, or he may have like a, he may be like King Charles. I'll have to find them and then we'll post them on Facebook. But they had them done. So they had three huskies. They were not in the house at the time. You could not have even told that they had dogs, but they had a room set up where they had a couple pieces of artwork. Again, the showing went fantastically, but they did have a couple pieces of art in this room. That they had kind of made into, it could have been a bedroom. They had made it more into a TV room because they didn't use their main room at all as a TV room. So they had put those pictures up on the wall. But it was really cool just because I said, wow, my clients actually didn't have kids. So I said, this is really interesting. If you don't want your main living room, because the main living room was so stunning. So they had just really, and it had a lot of windows. So you would have had to have put, there was nowhere really to put the TV mounted to a wall. It would have had to have gone on a floor unit.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that's why the clients decided, no, they were just going to do one of the larger bedrooms into a TV room. And so the sellers. So when I showed my buyers, I said, that might be something that you're interested in. So we put an offer, we lost. This was when we had, this was bidding war galore because I had lost out on five houses. And I think one we even went $40,000 over asking in cash. And
wow.
We still couldn't compete.
Oof.
Still could not. I think this was 3 years ago. And I just was like, I don't know what's going on and what's in the water, but I don't even know how to even write an offer. There was nothing left to write. I think I called the agent and I said, I don't know what else to give you. I mean, do I go and offer you a puppy? I don't even know what else to put in this package that could make this competitive. But I think that I think those things can be appropriate, but I think you really have to look at, when it comes to staging, are you putting too much, is too much of your stuff still left? But you can decorate seasonally if you want to.
Is there anybody out there that does decorating? Let's just say I'm because if I was unmarried, I'd be a minimalist. It would look very mid-century modern, but very militarist. It would be just very plain, and I'd be like, God, I need somebody to help me brighten this up, to help me put some fall colors into here somehow.
Well, I know that. So, oh my gosh, Riley just staged a house as a realtor, and she did it with Lichen, and Lichen brought stuff in that store, Lichen, and they so Riley Bodyfelt. And I think that Lichen is looking to help stage homes. So they come in and bring in some very minimalist things, but organize you. I don't know yet where they're at with that process, but I know they're looking to start that process. And I think Riley was trying to see what that would look like.
Right. And if you give us a call, I know Lisa knows the different stagers and people that do decor around town.
Yeah.
We used to be friends with a couple of them, but they've kind of moved on.
And I think there are, you know, I think it's, yes, there are some other businesses out there that come in and help, that can help you minimize organize. I think there's a couple professional organizers here as well that can help you, which will be great for your move if you're thinking about downsizing some things, what you want to keep, what should go in as far as staging versus what should go in the, you know, your pod or whatever you're going to actually put stuff
away. And don't forget about outdoor staging too. I mean, maybe bring a straw bale in, or you bring a pumpkin, some pumpkins on your, or some sunflowers, or I don't know. Just I'm trying to think of autumn stuff that I might do to my house to kind of brighten it up, make it seasonally, change the colors to it. And I just think having those seasonal colors is pretty important too.
Yeah. And so to me, I always say, look through your stuff, you know, unpack just a couple of things. You can leave out one of your totes or boxes of some of your, of the things that you might already have. I think Marketplace is always a great place to start for some of the stuff, but we have a lot more than we think we do. For a lot of us, we have a lot of things that can
I know this going through my process right now.
Oh my gosh.
I got tubs of stuff that
I'm on a 1,000-item binge right now, so I'm trying to get rid of, donate to different charities, 1,000 items across Fairbanks. And
thousand.
See where 1,000 items. That was my goal for,
I
gave myself 2 months to,
good job.
To do this for August and September to see what I could get rid of. So I'm over 300.
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
Shocking.
But think of as seasonal. I mean, we're thinking... I mean, what else? I mean, your throw pillows, your maybe your towels that you hang on your oven. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the things out there that you can do to make it more seasonal.
Yep.
It's time to move on past summer, move on to fall.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Sorry.
But I will say I'm not going to call out names, but I am going to say I did see today or this week, I think, there was some photos on the MLS of some houses with snow. And we should not be there yet.
Well, did you? I showed one. The one we look at today during our office meeting.
Yeah.
There was one that we had up. There was a photo of a house that we're looking on Redfin when we're having a Redfin discussion.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody knew, but you could see the grass was from spring.
Yeah.
You could tell it was spring, dead grass, yellow grass.
Right.
I'm like,
yeah. Those need to be updated.
That's a $500,000 house. And you leaving that photo up? I mean, pay somebody or pay the professional to go out there and take an updated house picture.
Yes. And I mean, I'm okay. Like, I do think that sometimes we have clients that really want their house to be shown and what it looks like in the winter or what it looks like in the summer. And I think those pictures are appropriate at the end. So, you know, you can scroll through and then see what things look like at the very end. But your first couple pictures should reflect what it is right now. What the house looks like right the second. Because that's what I'm looking for when I actually go to the showing. I'm looking for what the house looks like right this second and trying to identify it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not sure. I'm maybe going to a location where you've kind of given me directions. But the sign might not be up, or the sign might be knocked down, or somebody pulled the sign. So as long as I can identify the house, that really helps me. So, you know, it is something to think about. And so I also want to, you know, I think last when we talk about, I'm always going to bring up hiring a real estate agent.
And obviously we're biased, but we've, over the last couple of years, have looked at some in-depth science showing the difference between for sale by owner. I mean, science. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of sales in the three largest MLSs and the difference between what a for sale by owner and an agent and a good agent. You want to get a good agent too, but the difference is alarming.
Right.
And so we're going to push it because it's your best interest and it's in our best interest to work with an agent, but you also need to work with a good agent, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I was really impressed. I did actually see one of the houses I had inquired about several months ago. Have I even had caffeine today? Several months ago, I had a buyer that was interested in a house. We found it on Facebook. I reached out, asked them if they were at all interested in working with an agent. They said no. They've sold several houses by themselves. They're not interested in that at all. They maybe would consider if it was on the other end of the deal. They are listed with an agent currently. So that tells me I was very happy to see that they went and got themselves an agent. I think the biggest thing out there is that, again, a lot of people don't realize that you can have a really great transaction and you can meet really great people both as buyers and sellers. But if you forget to disclose something and all of a sudden I'm thousands of dollars into a repair or all of a sudden I've discovered things and then you fail to disclose that, I'm very frustrated with you as the seller. Or I didn't get my, you know, you didn't disclose that you didn't clean things and you said you did, or you, you know, you did get an inspection on your boiler, or you did have this service, but you forgot and you didn't. That's when I think you can have a lawsuit, or you can become very, very frustrated. And things change when you think, oh, no, we had a great transaction and we're all friends and this is really great. At the end of the day, it's still business. And so I think that people tend to forget that, like, we can shake hands and we can have a really great transaction. That's all said and good until you're tens of thousands of dollars into a repair. And then you're just like, nope, I feel like I got, you know, they've done something, this is not appropriate, and I want litigation, or I want restoration.
Jamie, if somebody wants a good transaction, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call me at 907-378-2400.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a good Saturday, and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.